This carnival-like atmosphere is a welcome and joyful distraction for these families, internally displaced persons who fled fighting in East Ukraine. Maxim Masluk, his wife and five children, live in Kiev after fleeing fighting in Lugansk 9 months ago. But they're still having trouble adapting.
It's mostly about my daughter, Diana. She's 14 years old and has adapted poorly with other kids of her age. Also, she's from the East. That's a reason for the kids to tease her, because kids at this age are very cruel.
Lesia Litvinova, a founder of the volunteer center that's running the event, says too many dismiss the displaced as rebel supporters. She and her family got involved when she was a pregnant activist a year ago in Kiev's Central Square. She wears a rubber bullet from clashes with riot police to remind herself why.
Our generation will never come out of this situation of war. It doesn't matter when it stops. Here and here, it will stay for the rest of our lives.
The center registers the newly displaced and arranges donated food, clothing, and medicine. But psychological trauma is a growing concern. Olga, a mother of six from Mariupol, says they do their best to reduce stress among the families living the last few months at this resettlement house.
The tension comes when you have to leave the ATO zone, and then you do not know where you will be living or working. And this is not only reflected on the psychology of kids, but on adults as well, because they don't know where they will be with the kids.
Olga says while the facilities are cramped and less than ideal, the volunteer psychologists help a lot. Coordinator Marina Breslavitz says displaced children who experience armed conflict can face many challenges.
Kids are afraid to sleep, to stay without grown-ups in a room. They also have high levels of aggression, or vice versa. A kid happy with life and active suddenly becomes frozen.
The Psychological Crisis Service has 500 volunteers across Ukraine, but project coordinator Valentina Bukovskaya says it could use more support.
We don't have the amount of help from the government that we need. What we need are governmental standards of rehabilitation, governmental programs of rehabilitation, and support for people who are suffering.
Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kyiv.